One of those polls that shows diminishing support for the president's plans on Social Security comes from the Pew Research Center, and the center's director, Andy Kohut, joins us to talk about their latest poll on the issue. Welcome back.
Happy to be here, Melissa.
Your poll seems to show the president losing ground. How much ground would you say that he's lost?
Well, quite a bit. In September, we found 58% saying they supported the idea of changing Social Security so younger workers could put a portion of their Social Security funds into private accounts. And right now, that 58% has tumbled all the way down to 46%. And what it reflects is as more people have come to hear about privatization of Social Security, so-called, they're liking it less.
As they learn more, their support slips.
That's right. And there's another political element to this, too. The president only has a 29% approval rating for handling Social Security. That is among the lowest that the president has received for any action or for any program over the course of his presidency.
What do people say about whether they think that the Social Security system is in crisis?
Well, the president, in fact, has been very successful in selling the problem. 67% of the people that we questioned said that the way Social Security is now constituted, it's ultimately going to run out of money. But when we ask people about private accounts, they don't see private accounts as the solution. Even, in fact, among people who favor private accounts, only 20% say that's the reason why they favor private accounts. They prefer private accounts because it will give them more control over their money. But the real issue here is the opposition that comes about because people think that private accounts are risky and people worry that private accounts will lead to Social Security benefits being cut.
If you look at these numbers, there's an interesting thing happening here. A lot of people say they want changes in the system. They say they want those changes to happen fast, but they also don't trust the president, and they don't trust Democrats in Congress to get it done.
Yeah, only 42% said they trusted the president. A larger percentage, 53%, said they trusted AARP, which has been a big critic of privatization of Social Security. And a small percentage, 40-something, said they trusted Democrats. So there's a good deal of skepticism about political leaders, largely because the public likes Social Security. They want to see it preserved. They like the security aspects of the system, even though the public favors conceptually the opportunity society and the free market. Here, they really want to see something that they can rely on and something that society can rely on.
Of the people who support private accounts, what reasons do they give for supporting them?
They say it will allow me to control my investments rather than the government. 58% say that. Very few of this group, 20%, say it's a way of securing Social Security. It's just not seen that way, even by its supporters.
And opponents?
The opponents are worried that the money will be put into riskier investments and that this will ultimately lead to guaranteed benefits being cut. Now, there's a tremendous generational difference on this. Among people over 65 years of age, only 25% favor private accounts. Among people 18 to 29, 66% favor.
Is there mobility in these numbers? People who say, you know, this is how I feel now, but I might change my mind.
Yes, there is. But again, there's bad news for the president because two-thirds of the people who oppose private accounts say they will not change their mind. A much smaller percentage of the people who favor accounts, about 50%, say they might change their mind. So this is a case where opposition is stronger than support.
Okay. Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press. Andy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And you can find complete results of the Pew poll at our website, npr.org.